John Glenn Columbus International Airport has a new daily direct flight. The nonstop flight to San Francisco took off for the first time on Friday. Direct flights continue to be a crucial connection to growth in the city. Passengers unloaded their bags onto the TSA check belt early Friday morning. Teresa Seibold was excited to have a direct flight to visit her daughter in San Francisco.
It's really a big plus that I could hop on this flight and get a nonstop to San Francisco.
She hasn't always had an easy time traveling outside of Columbus.
I'm originally from New York City, where you could hop on a plane and go anywhere at any time, and that has not been the case in Columbus.
Airport CEO Joe Nardone says United's direct daily flights to and from San Francisco took several years to negotiate, and it should pay off.
So it's a really important thing for the business traveler. San Francisco is a business hub.
That was also the thinking in 2015, when the city celebrated the launch of daily direct service between Columbus and Oakland. At the time, city officials said it would generate up to $20 million a year for the Central Ohio economy and open the region to capital in the Bay Area. But Southwest dropped the daily flight last year.
I wouldn't say we lost the flight. It's on a little bit shorter schedule and a little bit reduced schedule.
Nardone says the business group Columbus 2020 gives the airport information that they in turn show to airlines. Matt McQuaid directs North American Business Development for 2020. He says companies deciding on whether to set up shop in Columbus look at talent pools and operating costs, among other factors.
But eventually they're going to look at where can we get to easily. So if you don't have a direct flight, you're going to get eliminated just based on that.
City leaders speculated that part of the reason Amazon overlooked Columbus for their second North American headquarters was limited transportation options. McQuaid says Columbus has attracted Facebook and Google to open offices in the area, and they're both from Silicon Valley. Competition for Columbus comes from cities like Phoenix and Denver.
A lot of California companies have been looking in those markets where Columbus could do the same exact thing. And now we're 4.5 hours away instead of 7.
Columbus's strategy is to get established airlines to open more direct flights rather than to try and become a hub, which is an unlikely possibility.
What do you want to do if you have the option? Invest money just in the airport to increase capacity, or use resources to try to get connections to additional markets.
Columbus is slated to become the biggest metropolitan area in the state by 2030.
We're just, I think, 90,000 people behind Cincinnati.
It's also the fastest growing metro in the Midwest. The direct flight availability impacts non-business travelers as well. Robert Ravenscroft is headed to San Francisco to visit his wife's cousin and friends. Being able to find direct flights can make or break his travel decisions.
Because of flight delays and issues with connecting flights, I always look for direct flights.
Columbus started a daily direct flight to Seattle in March, and it will start a direct flight to Salt Lake City at the end of June. There are now more than 150 daily departures to 40 destinations. The next goal, according to McQuaid? Secure a direct daily flight to a destination in Europe.
It is a strategic priority for us to have international air service to Europe. So looking at markets like Dublin, Ireland, London, Paris.
McQuaid says this would increase foreign investment in the city.
I know that case is being made constantly. It's a long case to be made, but that would be a really big deal if we could land it.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.